Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Jen Sabella joins us now from Block Club Chicago with what we call extremely local news. Good morning, Jen. I know you guys have the latest numbers on flu from the Chicago Department of Public Health, and it's a little alarming, isn't it?
It is. Good morning, Bob. We are at the highest levels of the flu since 2022. It's been really bad. The positivity rate in Chicago is 24%, and emergency room visits are up. So far, there have been at least 81,000 hospitalizations and 3,100 deaths from the flu this season. That's nationally, including 8 deaths of children. This is all being blamed on subclade K. It's a new variant of the flu. It's causing a lot of vomiting, very high fevers. So if you haven't gotten the flu yet and you haven't gotten your flu shot yet, doctors are recommending go in, get your flu shot. It's free at most pharmacies. You can get a list on our website, blockclubchicago.org. I'm glad I got mine this year because it is it's going through our newsroom.
Yeah, and I know you spoke with someone over at Rush about ways to avoid the flu, and it's basically what we've been hearing all along and what we heard during COVID. Same stuff,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, stay home if you're sick. Wash your hands, cover your cough. After the holidays, they said everyone's been, you know, a little bit eating a little worse than usual, probably not sleeping enough. So doing all of the things that you know you should do to stay healthy, just make sure you're doing that.
Also at blockclubchicago.com, interesting story about the question of whether the police in Chicago helped ICE. What do we know about this?
Yeah, so we've been hearing, you know, all along since ICE and Border Patrol have been in the city that the city police department is not supposed to help or assist ICE in any way unless there's a warrant, unless this is like an actual like arrest of somebody for a violent crime. But residents of the city have been reporting seeing Chicago police help ICE. So the local police district councils, which were formed a few years ago as kind of an oversight group to Chicago Police Department, they are hosting a hearing on Thursday at Talia Hall in Pilsen, where the public is invited to come and testify essentially and say what they saw in terms of Chicago police interactions with ICE. And then the council will decide whether this was a violation of the city's welcoming ordinance. Chicago police have maintained that they have not helped ICE. They showed up when there was a need for crowd control or in an auto accident to keep people safe. But some residents are saying they saw police explicitly help ICE. So we'll see what comes out of the hearing. We'll be covering it. So stay tuned for coverage of that on Friday.
More on that at blockclubchicago.org. I said .com, but you're a .org. Make no mistake about it.
We have a redirect. It'll work either way.
We've been talking about the CTA State Lake Station that closed on Monday. They say 3 years. Do we believe the CTA, Jen?
Well, some other numbers have changed over the years as well. This was originally about $180 million price tag, and now it is $444 million. Thankfully, it's 90% federally funded. But yes, obviously, these plans change. And this is a very popular station, so it'll be a big change for CTA riders for the next few years. The renderings of the new station look beautiful. There's a giant glass dome that would cover the station. But yes, for 3 years, they're saying it'll open in 2029 to the public. We'll see we'll be keeping you all up to date on the status of construction there, but this station was built in 1895, so it is well overdue for an overhaul, and it will have elevators, wider platforms, and just more pedestrian and accessible features there.
Fifth highest ridership station in the system, and it's one of the busiest transfer points in the loop, isn't it?
It is. So, yeah, this is a big change. Thankfully, there's a lot of different stations around there. So if you are a Red Line rider, Brown Line rider, there will be other places to stop. And the Red Line station underneath this station will stay open.
Well, the Green Line's Damon station near the United Center opened last year in August after years of delays. So, let's hope for the best for State Lake.
Exactly.
And a lot of people talking about dry January. I mentioned earlier that my wife is going to be posting some mocktail recipes on her SavvyPlanet.com website, Savvy-Planet.com. And Block Club Chicago has a good idea here, sober drink crawls to try. And did you personally research this, Jen?
I did not. Jennifer Billick is one of our freelancers, and she created three different sober drink crawls throughout the city, one for tea. So if you really are into a fancy tea experience, there is a crawl that goes from all the way up in Andersonville at Eli Tea Bar, all the way down to Mount Greenwood at Mosaic's Tea. And these places are known for their tea. At Mosaic's, you can get like an afternoon tea service, very British, with cute little sandwiches. And then there's also a kombucha crawl, which is, you know, still tea, but fermented. And you start in Evanston at that one, and you go all the way downtown, or all the way to Logan Square at Daisy's, which you can also get delicious pasta with your kombucha. And then there's also an NA cocktail crawl. So like you said, your wife makes mocktails. Some of these bars are dedicated to mocktails, or they're bars with full mocktail menus. So we rounded up a few of those. So if you've been wanting to check out these sober bars, and also some of them have regular cocktails too. So if your friend's not doing Dry January and you are, there's an option for everybody.
Check it out, blockclubchicago.org. I don't see a non-alcoholic Malort yet. Did I miss something?
Actually, there is one, and I saw it on New Year's Eve, a place called Void. It's an Italian restaurant in Andersonville. They said they took out the only redeeming quality of Malort, which is the alcohol, and they have it there. You can check it out. They have actually a pretty extensive non-alcoholic menu, and they also have their own version of SpaghettiOs called Spaghetti Uh-Ohs. So we checked that out on New Year's Eve. It was pretty tasty. worth a shot if you want to try some N.A. Malort just for the suffering.
And Spaghetti Uh-Ohs. All right. I won't ask any more about it. Thank you, Jen. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.